production has slowed down anyway with the, you know, with the on-trade closing down and the bars closing down. But we're in a unique position being able to make hand sanitizer and sort of do our bit, I guess, for the fight against COVID-19.
Now, this is an interesting one because not only are you using, obviously, alcohol that you work with on a daily basis in the context of the distillery, you're also evoking the local seaweeds and the local fauna in a bid to make sure that this is something special.
That's right. I suppose, wanted to be true to ourselves and using the sort of ancient kind of knowledge of seaweed. And that's one of the reasons that it's actually taken us a little bit longer than the other guys, because we haven't used the World Health Organization recipe. We've actually enhanced it with carrageen moss and kelp, and hopefully they'll make it less hard on the skin.
In terms of your own backgrounds, Moira, your partner there is a qualified midwife, so she brings a medical expertise as well. And I'm sure that's an expertise that you were drawing on when you were putting the plans together.
Very much so. I mean, for Moira, it was as soon as there was the need for hand sanitizer became apparent. Moira was trying to, how do we do it? Can we do it? Does it fit with what we're doing? And to be fair, she's done all of the heavy lifting when it comes to working with the revenue to get approval to use our sort of the alcohol within the building for hand sanitizer, and then liaising with the Department of Agriculture to ensure that we get the proper biocide regulations accommodated. So she's worked really hard at it, and it is very close to her heart. So
the process is now underway to actually move to a full manufacturing. When can we expect to see product on shelves, and where can people pick up this product if they so wish?
So it's already online on our web shop at the moment. So we put a post up on Friday night just as a to let people know that it would be coming down the track, and we've already had 60 orders in now. We're trying to get the 1,000 litres produced for the frontline services, and Gary Martin from Donegal County Council has been very good about helping us try and get it delivered with the civil defence team. So hopefully later this week we'll get it out to the frontline services, and then we'll try and get it out to the shops and locally so that people don't have to travel to get it.
So the priority is get it to the frontline services first and then paying customers, per se?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to donate the first 1,000 litres, which for a small distillery is quite a big amount of our alcohol. But, 1,000 litres donated to Letterkenny Hospital, the Killybegs Hospital, who looked after my father until recently, and those kind of centres of health are really important.